Well, for many businesses, for many people, the pandemic has highlighted one weakness in their lives, and that is their lack of knowledge about social media. One lady who knows an awful lot about it is Lenka Kopova. She's been into the studios at Gwider Street before. She joins me on the line now. Lenka, hi.
Hi there. Hello, everyone.
Now, you've done these Cambridge social media days in person in the past. You've done a couple of them. You've got another one organised. I would think people are going to want to sign up for this one. So how has your world changed with the pandemic? How have people started to view social media and use social media?
Well, this year, social media has become much more important than ever before. Even businesses who used to be very much traditional, face-to-face, brick and mortar, and they try to avoid social media, try to avoid digital and done things the traditional way. We can't do it this way anymore this year with new rules coming in place, social distancing, lockdowns and stuff like that. Social media became the only consistency of how people can market and connect with their prospect and customers, communicate efficiently and stay in business, no matter if they can open their shop, if they can do takeaways, if they can change their model, or if they just need to show up and keep appearances.
Yeah, so is it a case of that? That's the way you now get your message out there, is it? That you've got to hit the social media channels with everything that's happening?
It's the easiest way for businesses to now connect with their customers, with their prospects, with their communities, to inform people, to share information about their opening orders, about their deliveries, about anything, any public announcements. Obviously, some businesses will have email lists and they can communicate privately. Some businesses will have a mobile database so they can send push notifications to mobile numbers. But lots of businesses, especially talking small businesses, they don't have this kind of database where they could push these messages. So their only way to do that is publicly. And not everyone will visit their website to find out about that. So social media, it's a very easy way for them to keep people updated, make sure that people know how to support them, where to find them, when they will be open again, how they can buy from them, or anything that is important between the business and the customer to communicate.
Now, is it different horses for different courses? Because there are quite a few social media channels now, aren't there? And some are more business focused than others. So you've got, on the one end, you've got sort of TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and on the other end, you've got LinkedIn and stuff like that. Give me an example, if you could, of somebody who knew nothing and how you got them to choose the right sort of channels and how you get their message out. Because you don't want to be sending your message all out on this channel and all your listeners are over here on that channel. Is that right?
Absolutely. This is the number one lesson that we will always look at with customers and with our community. It's finding one or two channels that really work for your business, where your ideal customers are hanging out. So you're right that LinkedIn is a little bit more professional services, business to business, bigger businesses. On the other hand, Instagram is very much lifestyle, food, beauty, travel, and that kind of businesses. All the platforms this year have been really good at pushing lots of new features to help people to sell. On Instagram, you have lots of pinnable shops that you can click and buy within Instagram, Pinterest the same, Facebook advertising, lots of new e-commerce features and stuff like that. So definitely you will be choosing your network based on where your ideal customers are and what kind of business you're in. If you have a product or if you're in a service business, if you're more business to business, where you're reaching bigger organizations, or if you're directly selling to customer. One of the examples that we worked with was a food caterer, AJ from Banjara, that obviously food industry was one of the industries the most affected. And he built his business with his food truck on big events like weddings and festivals.
Oh, yes.
He was fully booked for this year. This year was supposed to be the best year ever. And then obviously pandemic comes and everything has to be canceled. And we looked at what channels will be the best for him. Food, local, Instagram, Facebook feels like the best platforms for him. Especially he's good on video. So we started doing live videos. We started doing kind of weekly updates. Very personal with him, like chai with AJ when he tells people how they can support him. We've set up crowdfunding campaign, use social media to drive traffic to the crowdfunding campaign to help him with a little bit of cash flow, selling certain rewards that people can then cash out as soon as he can start selling. And we helped him in the kind of very quiet months when he couldn't do much to really keep his audience engaged, share what he's doing, what he's planning, ask people if they want online courses, if they want takeaways, deliveries, whatever. And once the restrictions kind of released a little bit, he could start doing takeaways. In between, he planned some products, and now he's thinking about opening a deli. But definitely social media was a big part of how he communicated his new menus, his offerings, get interest from people, get feedback from people, and Facebook and Instagram, especially Facebook, because he was very great with Facebook Live, really turned his business around and helped him get the base covered when he really needed it.
And that was really interesting, that point you made there about the feedback, because a lot of businesses will be sitting there going, I can't do what I usually do, what am I going to do? But at least with this way, if you're not getting any response, you're probably not on the right lines. But if you do get the right response, at least you know, and it's encouraging you to build along those lines. So that's a great idea. That's a great idea. All right, so tell us about, well, I say it's social media day. Social media days then, Cambridge social media days. What's going to be happening? Do people have to attend the whole 2 days? Is it like a conference, or how's it going to work this year?
So yes, Cambridge Social Media Day, even though it's called Day, it's over 2 days, 17th and 18th of November. People can come for the whole 2 days. It is a virtual conference, so we have a lineup from morning till evening. There will be different events, but because it's everything online, everything is recorded, so people can come in and come out of the event around their responsibilities, around their energy, around their work as much as they want. And we've planned it with people's energy and mindset in mind, because I know from personal experience that staring at my screen is just a lot more energy draining than being in person with people. So we made sure that aside from some fantastic experts and social media marketers who will be delivering very practical and helpful, inspiring talks, we also have informal networking. We have facilitated intention flow mindfulness sessions. We have after party with some live band, with some live music and open bar.
Wow.
So it should be not only for people who want to learn more about social media marketing, who want to connect with some local businesses, network a little bit, build new friendships, build new support system, but also it just should be two great fun days for people who just want to feel uplifted a little bit and inspired during, you know, this current situation.
Sure. Okay, so if people want to take part, how do they do that?
The best way is just to visit our website, cambridgesocial.media. On the homepage, you'll see a link to Cambridge Social Media Day. Go ahead, click buy a ticket and join us. We already have a Facebook group running where you can start networking, meeting people. We have a couple of pre-event networking sessions this week, so you can start getting familiar with the people and networking, and obviously check out the lineup of speakers and make sure to plan what they want to see real time, what they want to see as a replay, how it will work around their schedule.
Fantastic. Well, Lenka, it's great to hear that it's going ahead. I think it's never been more needed than this year. So good luck with it, and let us know how the days went on.
Thank you so much. Yes, of course. We'll let you know what we've learned from there.
Lenka, thanks very much indeed.